This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, what's happening? We got a little curveball today. Tinky and Tierney from the Tinky and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage on this Thursday around the country. Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206 on Twitter, Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney, 1-855-212-4227, 1-855-212-4CBS. And the curveball would be a serious one.
Yeah.
A serious claim levied. If you haven't caught this, I'd be surprised if you haven't, but let's just reset it briefly for those who have not. Myles Garrett. Obviously, the Mason Rudolph incident last week, smashed him with the helmet. He's suspended the rest of the season. They'll revisit this during the offseason. It could bleed into 2020. He had his meeting, his hearing with the NFL, and what has come out of that is he has now levied the claim, Myles Garrett has, that Mason Rudolph used the N-word
now,
to provoke him.
Well, this is so difficult to talk about because...
Or a racial slur, to be more specific.
Whichever one it was. Yeah. It's so difficult to talk about because, one, we don't know if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And two, even if it is true, does it justify Myles Garrett doing what he did?
Did you see my tweet?
I did.
My answer is yes. Again, now with the cushiony part of the helmet.
Yes, not exactly.
Like that he would get a chance to do it again and God forbid maim him.
Yeah. Now,
but yeah.
And just for Myles, I'll start with the Myles Garrett side of this. So Myles Garrett did something that was reprehensible. You just don't do that, right? Throwing a punch at someone, I get it. Hitting somebody with a helmet, and you've played football your whole life, you know that what potentially could happen there, and it's not pretty at all. But I also feel that Myles Garrett doesn't want to be suspended for the rest of the season and potentially into the postseason and maybe even into next year. It's a ton of money, BT. And so Myles Garrett would go out of his way, just like anybody would, on appeal to get his name cleared or to get his suspension reduced or to, at least for the consuming public reputationally, to say, oh, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Got to change the narrative.
It changes the narrative.
And get all sorts of support.
If what he says is
true.
Now, I got to believe that the NFL has some way to figure out... Someone's mic'd up, one, but they have those boom mics on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Every game. I mean, so they pick up ambient noise all the time.
Yeah.
And especially if you see a melee like this happening in real time, say during this game, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, you immediately like turn your attention to what's going on there. So if there were boom mics on the field, I'm positive they picked up some of this conversation. At some point, that's got to come out.
Yes.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, it's definitely going to come out at some point, I would think.
Now, from the Mason Rudolph side, I have no idea, right? I don't know.
No idea if he said it or no idea what he should do now.
If he's the kind of guy that would say it.
We have no idea. I have no idea.
And so for me to sit here and say, you know, Mason Rudolph, how dare you? Shame on you. What, you know, you may be in locker room with black guys, but that doesn't give you the right. Like the whole thing that always comes out when this when the N-word gets tossed around by non-African Americans. I can't even go there.
No.
I can't play the hypothetical game because it maligns Mason Rudolph too much and hurts his character in a way that's unfair to him if this is not true.
I agree with what you just said there, Teague. There's nothing more vile from a white person's perspective than to use that word, verbally vile, to use that word toward a black person. We all know that, okay?
Especially to his face.
True. I mean, yeah. I mean, for sure. I think that, you know, outside of, you know, child abuse, child molestation, domestic abuse, like the most heinous things in our society, that is the one that will forever destroy your good name in the court of public opinion.
That's right.
To be levied, to be tagged, to be dubbed a racist. I don't know if he said it. I don't know if he didn't say it. All right. Now, there's been, and this has kind of grown on social media, but it's grown the last 30, 40, 50 minutes or so. And it's a fair question. What took so long? If this was said, and you're Myles Garrett, just out of self-preservation, hey, you know, listen, tell them what happened, and right away get the court of public opinion, because everybody would be on your side at that point.
Yeah.
Granted, not everybody would say he deserved to get whacked with the helmet, but
they would understand it.
Of course, it would be a totally different emotional prism, if you will. Everybody would say, okay, that's what set him off. That's why he deviated from a character that, quite frankly, has been incredibly upstanding and incredibly consistent since he entered the NFL. I want to play a couple things for you here. This takes us on a journey. This goes back to Thursday. Yep. All right. Now, the first one we'll play, this is Myles Garrett after the game, and he was asked directly at his locker if Rudolph said anything to really instigate, not, I guess, implying race for sure, but anything to instigate this.
Did Mason say something? Is that what started things?
I just got to go look at it. No, I'm not going to. I'm not gonna comment on it. No.
Okay, short and sweet. Then Foster from the Steelers, all right, was asked about this on Monday. This is on 93.7, the Fan at Pittsburgh. I guess, I don't know if he does a weekly spot, if he just hopped on, whatever it is. That's the station that Big Ben's been on really forever. Giving us great content. I appreciate that over the years, Ben.
We miss him now.
A little bit. He denied, you know, categorically denies the possibility of a Rudolph slur provoking Garrett's outburst.
I don't think it was provoked by anything. I know it wasn't provoked by anything Mason said or did. He just took one on the top of the dome at a guy that lost his cool, and that's unfortunate. But the people that painted a picture of him saying a racist remark or him grabbing him in the groin area is ludicrous.
Okay, so the first one was Thursday. That was obviously Garrett. The last one was Foster. That was Monday. Mm-hmm. Now we move into today, all right? Cameron Hayward was asked about this, and he, too, staunchly supporting Mason.
It should never get taken out of context and think, you know, those words should be put in our game. But to use that as your appeal and think that's okay, you know, one action doesn't deserve another. I know Mason
was there. Finally, Odell Beckham Jr. was asked about this, and here's his take.
I just don't see Myles as someone who would lie or do anything like that. So at this point, you know, it is what it is. And we're all just kind of waiting and just hope that, you know, justice is served or whatever the case is going to be for him. And, you know, the biggest focus for us right now is, while in supporting him and being there for him as a brother, as a teammate, is to focus on the Dolphins, you know, and be one another this week.
All right, so pretty benign stuff there from Beckham. Just straddled the line, supported his teammates. Certainly didn't impugn Mason for 100%.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he has to. He has to say that.
Yeah.
Now,
although, does he? Baker Mayfield didn't post game. He chastised him.
True, but I think on a different context.
Gotcha.
About lying about what Mason Rudolph, what he said, alleged Mason Rudolph said. Now the issue, bigger issue here, BT, is that we know that this word gets used on the football field. It happens, right? Mm-hmm. And it's mostly black guys saying it to black guys. And whether that's because it's in a friendly term or in a negative, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, if you get caught saying it, it's a penalty. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. I think that was instituted at least 3 seasons ago, maybe even longer.
Sounds about right.
And so we know it gets said. We know that it's sometimes malicious, sometimes not.
And it's not really enforced too often.
But
it seems like it's been stripped out of the game,
unless,
which is what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Unless,
like, you don't really hear that.
Unless it happens right in front of a referee,
yeah,
then we got to assume that it's not happening as much as it used to be.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Most of it wasn't malicious, but it was there.
I got you.
But to your point, I do feel like it's been stripped out of the game a little bit. Guys are aware of it. I'm sure they're instructed about not to use this words. You have these meetings in the preseason, and you know, as you prepare and install your new offenses, there's also, well, this is what you cannot do specifically, right? I'm sure it was, you can't lead with your crown of your helmet or you're going to get ejected. You can't, you know, say the N-word on the field because you're going to get a 15-yard penalty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They go through these things, and that's probably one of the reasons that we don't see these penalties anymore. So for me to sit here and assume that Mason Rudolph, yes, I know it's an emotional moment. I know he had a horrendous day. Is going to take that kind of shot at Myles Garrett? It would mean that he is ignorant and not paying attention, and I don't think he's that kind of kid. And so,
I mean, I don't either.
Until there's proof of this or corroboration, because
this is something you need proof of. This is not
corroboration. Someone to say, I was standing right there and I heard it.
I'm not even sure you could trust that if it's coming from a teammate.
But there was no other Browns teammates around. So,
yeah, but there's always an earshot. And what would worry me about that, like if a Browns, Denzel Ward, playing quarterback, he's 12 yards away from the play, whatever. They realize they win a couple of more games. They're on the fringe of the playoffs here. And not to bring Denzel Ward specifically into it, but let's not be naive here to think that there wouldn't perhaps, possibly, be a Brown who would be willing to maybe take the bullet and say, yeah, that was said. I need my guy back.
Yeah, but the problem is...
I need our best pass rusher back. I can't lean on that for something this serious.
I agree.
I need to hear it. And by the way, if we do... And here, what did I tweet? People think I'm nuts, but I mean this. This is what I tweeted before the show. Bottom line... If Rudolph used the epithet Garrett claims he did, he deserves to get hammered. He deserved to get hammered with the helmet and suspended. And again, with the cushiony part. Stop. Stop with the weapon, assault, and murder. Stop. I can't get into nuance on Twitter. You sound like a moron. Although some people think I sound like a moron, but that's okay. If the claim is false, Garrett should be suspended for the entire 2020 season.
Yeah.
Very short and sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I boil it down.
Yeah.
You cannot lie about that.
I 100% agree.
This could stay in this kid's life.
Well, not only...
Forever.
Not
he's 20-something years old. He's got hopefully 70 years to go.
But BT, not only stain Miles... Mason Rudolph's life and his reputation, but also, right, if Myles Garrett is proved to be lying here...
Because
here's the thing. You can't say these things. You can't say anything in 2019... and just think it's going to disappear into the ether.
Yeah.
And people are going to forget about that. Myles Garrett is going to be stained by this, and it becomes another tick in the column of this Browns team has no control over anything, whether it's the things that Baker Mayfield was saying, nothing on this scale, about Daniel Jones and the New York Giants and Odell Beckham Jr. or... whatever issues have gone on with the Browns, this is just another tick in that column of lack of control.
I have to absolve Freddie Kitchens and the culture. This is a character thing. If Myles Garrett lied about that, the penalties are one thing, the watch, the socks, like not conforming, that's on Freddie Kitchens. If Myles Garrett was so brazen and so reckless to lie about this, Freddie Kitchens, I know you're not putting it directly at his doorstep, but you're kind of lumping it in. That's not fair.
But it's,
that's on Myles Garrett for lack of character.
I'm talking about from a perception standpoint of the Cleveland Browns. Right? The Cleveland Browns were supposed to turn a corner this year. Supposed to turn the corner this year. We saw it at the very beginning with the crazy rhetoric from Baker Mayfield. We saw it with the ridiculous penalties and inefficiencies on game day that led to loss after loss after loss. Now we see it again, and an off the field incident with Myles Garrett and his appeal, because he's seemingly trying to sway favor and get his appeal reduced or overturned. It's just another tick in the negative column for the Cleveland Browns. I understand that this isn't on Freddie Kitchens, but this is about the Browns. This is about those associated with the Cleveland Browns. And right now, Myles Garrett's not helping the narrative about the Cleveland Browns.
Well, at that we agree with. I would put it in a totally separate file. I hear you. I don't see it that way.
But the average
just
fan,
because only
the average fan doesn't see it that
but
way.
But you know why, T? Because it was a week ago, man.
I know.
If it happened right away, but I could say culture. If he's lying. If.
Okay.
He's lying.
But we're diving.
He's
but fabricating. We can dive in.
It's a week ago.
We can dive
That's character.
In. We can dive in. But the average fan who's not, in deep in this, they're saying, they're the Browns again doing something ridiculous.
But you know what's crazy? The average fan doesn't care about the penalties or the fumbles or the stupid watch. This is what the non-fan
will latch on to.
That's a good point.
This is a societal thing. You can't just walk around and say that. You just can't if you said it. And by the way, if Rudolph said it, suspend. He's gone too. Peace. And by the way, if he did say it, you never walk back in an NFL locker room again.
No.
I mean, how do you walk back as a white player if you drop that on a black player? You don't. You're not accepted.
Well,
rightfully so.
Riley Cooper kind of came back from it.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? That's true. And what happened to that team with Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
Boom.
That's right.
Crashed.
That's right.
855-212-4227. Wow. All right, that's the second time I gave out the phones, and they are lit to, what a surprise, what a surprise. I almost hate to say, who do you believe, but we are going to, who do you believe? What would you do if Myles Garrett is found to have, fabricated this story? This is messy, and it's a curveball, but we talk about this stuff, obviously. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right.
Get a little corny to loosen it up.
All right.
Lighten the load a little bit here. This is a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell them. All right, time for the Player of the Week brought to you by Team of the Week, brought to you by Ferguson. This week's team is the Heat, who were now, 10-3? Heat are balling, and they just waxed the Cavaliers last night, 124-100. Duncan Robinson put his name on the NBA map. Who's that? 9 out of 15 from downtown, 29 points, 1 3-pointer away from a franchise record in a single game. Mario Chalmers has that. He banged in 10 triples back in 2013. So I know the Heat don't get that first line of respect, and I don't know that they necessarily deserve it yet, but they're playing pretty well. Team of the Week brought to you by Ferguson. Ferguson, proud to be a part of what you do, and thanks to their new app, finding and ordering the products you need has never been easier. Download today to get started. All right, so obviously this is one of those polarizing topics. Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph here, and that's what we're discussing. First hour, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. We're going to push back inbounds, out of bounds to hour number two, so we'll get back to these calls. And top of the hour, so about 22, 23 minutes from now, JLC, his weekly spot here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports NFL Insider. You know what? Big one tonight. You got week 12, you got the Colts and the Texans. Both teams are 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Titans, who are 5-5. The Jags, who are still there at 4-6. The AFC South is up for grabs. Big game tonight.
It is. This is a huge game, especially for the Houston Texans, BT, because they got destroyed by Lamar Jackson last weekend. And prior to that game, he's an MVP candidate. The Houston Texans feel like they're for real, but I think we had kind of ignored the loss of J.J. Watt a little bit and what it did to their defense. They got no pressure on Lamar. Now, it's really hard to get pressure on Lamar because he's freakish of an athlete, but they got no pressure on Lamar Jackson. If they want to be disruptive, their defense has to come to fore because we know what the weaknesses are of their offense. They can't protect their quarterback. Sometimes it takes him being miraculous, doing some miraculous things in order for them to be successful. But this game is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Houston's got a rebound. Otherwise, we're starting scratching our head about their postseason prospects.
I might be scratching them at least. I mean, even if they get there, I might be scratching how long they're going to stick around if and when they do get there. I got some holes that Tiki just pointed out that could be fatal. But Houston laying 3.5, so it should be a tight one. It's coming up tonight, obviously. T.Y. Hilton expected to try
to play.
Yeah, has not practiced all week.
Expected to try. That means he's going to go out and maybe get like 10 snaps.
I miss
him. Don't play him in your fantasy league is basically what BT's saying.
It's funny. My best friend is texting me about that. Do I play T.Y.? I'm right there for the trophy. I'm right there for the money. I said, what are your other options? They weren't very good. I said, you might want to play T.Y., but he could be a decoy. Mm. Anyway, we'll get to this stuff coming up with JLC. Right now, we're talking about the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph incident and incident with the fight and extension. A possible, racial slur, which Garrett asserts. Let's get to Georgia, and Jack has us up on 900 AM. Jack is back on Tiki and Tierney. How are you, Jack? What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
When I saw the game last Thursday night, and we giving this guy too much airtime on this situation because if he was that much of a blind rage on the field, you don't bring it up after the game is over with.
Yeah.
It took you 6 days.
Yeah, that's what it.
To even mention this.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we said. I mean, it's like, tell somebody. Tell your teammate so that your teammate can say, yeah, he told me that right after the game. Or tell your coach. Because you know for a fact that, at least he should have, I don't know if this actually happened, Freddie Kitchens or somebody sat down with Myles Garrett after the game and, like, what the heck is wrong with you?
That's probably the GM's job, right?
Whoever it was, good organizations run. Appreciate your call, Jack.
Thanks, bud.
But whoever it was, somebody had to sit down with him after the game. And if he didn't say anything then,
mm-hmm.
to explain himself?
Yep.
Because if you do something that egregious in the arena,
mm-hmm.
one thing if you're away from home, away from sport, but in the arena yeah. and everybody sees it.
We got to know why.
You got to know why, man. So if he didn't bring it up then and just held it for a week and mm-hmm. then brought it up to try to get his sentence reduced or his suspension reduced, that's, I mean, it's just odd. It doesn't.
Well, it's odd and it's cowardly.
Compute.
And yes. it's unfair.
That's right. Because it maligns, and we'll keep saying this until it's proven otherwise,
mm-hmm.
it maligns Mason Rudolph to the point where if it was anywhere near true, he could never go into his locker room again.
Yeah, it's a stigma that you can't reverse.
Yeah.
It's a stigma that you can't reverse.
Yeah. I mean,
go ahead, Teak. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the other thing about this, because it's a strategy. You get suspended by the NFL for whatever reason, whether it's because you're smoking weed or do whatever. You craft an appeal.
Yeah.
You go sit with your lawyer, whoever your representative is. This is how we're going to present. This is how we're going to try to get this overturned. You know, it may work, may or may not work. I mean, at this point, can we say this is just bad advice?
If it's unprofessional advice is what it is.
That's right.
It's sadistic advice.
Without,
it's inhumane advice.
Without evidence.
You don't do that.
Without presenting evidence.
Yeah.
This is basically hearsay, which this is not a court of law. This is not jurisprudence. It's hearsay.
Yeah.
It's not admissible, right, in any court regardless.
Nope.
It just doesn't make any sense that he would do this.
Unless you're trying to save money. I mean, it does make sense. There's monetary motivation.
Yes.
But that should never override certain principles. And to label somebody a racist, in essence, obviously, if you use that word, that's mm-hmm. what you're going to get, and rightfully so. He just can't have it. Mike, I was going to say real quick before we get back to these calls, I feel as if Freddie Kitchens, can you check, not the transcript, but try to find something from that night. I feel as if Freddie was asked, much like Miles was asked at his locker, and we played that sound before. Did Miles say anything to you that may have helped precipitate that reaction? Did anything happen before that? And I thought he said, I can't get into it now, or I'm not prepared to get into it now. But I want to make sure I had the words correct. Can you check that for me, Mike? Let's go to Ohio. Jesse's up now. He's got us on the radio.com app. Jesse, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Hey, Jess. What's up? What do you think about this?
I'm a lifelong Packers fan, so I can't really recall anything too wild like this ever happening.
No.
But what I want to say is, maybe right after the game, since Miles has always come across as a pretty intelligent guy,
yeah.
maybe he knew that he had done something wrong. So like you guys said, maybe he didn't want to get into all the details, the nitty-gritty right then. And it also came out that he was going to do an interview earlier in the week that the Browns put a stop to. So who's to say that if he wasn't going to bring it up then?
Yeah, maybe.
And
it's a good point.
And lastly, I just want to say, like, if the NFL, like, this is such a polarizing topic that could ruin Mason Rudolph's reputation and could damage, if Mason said it, and it could also damage Myles Garrett further if it wasn't said and he's lying.
Yeah.
But if the NFL has the access to the audio, like Tiki's saying with the boom mics and everything, then why, I don't see, like, why they wouldn't go and,
yeah. and research it. I mean, Jesse, that's a good call. And you make a very
Thanks,
good
bud.
Point here, because if we do find this sound on Freddie Kitchens, because I kind of remember that as well. And so maybe this conversation did happen with Myles Garrett, and he did bring this up, and they were processing how to deal with it. And even if this is true, and we find out that the NFL does have sound of Mason Rudolph saying whatever he was alleged to have said, does it still give Myles Garrett license to do what he did, which is hit Mason Rudolph with his helmet, and would it reduce his suspension? I think that's the other side of this question.
I got to be honest with you. If I'm the commissioner, I would shave a game or two off. If I heard the N-word, and it came from Mason Rudolph,
mm-hmm.
and it was clear, and it was distinct, and it was venomous, even if it wasn't, I mean, of
yeah.
course it's going to be venomous.
Yeah, because it was said with emotion.
But even if it wasn't, whites don't joke. Like we can't do that. We're not
true,
allowed.
True.
I'm not allowed to do that,
but,
and neither is he.
But intent matters. I think intent matters.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Sure. I can co-sign, you know, intent,
mean?
For sure.
And if he said it, you know the intent wasn't.
Exactly. It wasn't jovial.
It wasn't jovial.
Of course.
You
so, yes, I would shave a game or two off.
Now,
can I say one other thing?
Go ahead. Because I think I disagree with that, but go
you
ahead.
You know what? Then volley back. So I haven't written down that. I don't want you to lose that thought.
The reason why I don't think it does is because of what we said right after this, BT. and it's another if and buts game, but it is what it is. If that helmet is flipped the other way, so instead of coming down with the ear pad side, and the ear pads are soft themselves, and the plastic part of the ear pads is pliable, like it moves. Like that's why you can put the helmet on, because you can pull them apart, so it's flexible. That's why Mason Rudolph, after he got clocked in the head with it, he didn't even react to it. It probably didn't even hurt him, to be honest with you.
He's got a big head, too.
True.
Which doesn't hurt.
It probably didn't hurt him.
He's got a big head.
Because it was that pliable bottom part of the helmet. If it's the other way, BT, which is the hard plastic, it's the thicker plastic, I mean, it knocks him out unconscious.
I hear you.
And probably does some sort of damage, internal damage to his brain.
I hear you.
And so...
But it didn't happen.
It didn't, but the... possibility that it could have.
I can't refute that, but it didn't happen.
It's
terrifying to think of.
Seriously.
We could have been presiding over an athletic tragedy the next
day. That's
exactly
right.
I mean, for sure.
And so that's why, I don't think
that
even if he was justified because Mason Rudolph did what he was alleged to have done, that they would reduce the suspension.
I got you. Here's what I was going to say before.
Go ahead.
I don't think everybody would agree with this, and that's fine. I respect that. Because you at some point during this, if Garrett said this, what should happen? If Rudolph said this, if Garrett's lying, what should happen? If Rudolph, we're going through all these different possibilities.
Yeah.
And I think somewhere along the way, you probably ask yourself, what's worse? At least I ask myself this. To utter that word, okay, or to fabricate somebody uttering that word. I don't think everybody will agree with this, and again, this is coming from a respectful place, and I actually think it's worse to fabricate it, and I'll tell you why. I want you to hear me why, all right, because that's the important part. I can dismiss somebody as a narrow-minded fool who's just not open to equality, if you want to get down to the bare bones of the usage of the word, and I could say, we have no use for you. Go disappear because you add nothing to society. If you actually lie about somebody, knowing the repercussions that will come with that, you're a devious person, man.
Yeah, you're doing damage.
It's a different slant.
Yeah, you're doing damage downstream.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to dismiss it.
It's much more contrived. It's much more, you're thinking, that's what I feel.
You're probably right. You're probably
right. That's not right for everybody.
But here's the thing. If someone is, in your scenario, the former, so they use this word and that they use it in a derogatory way to describe African-Americans, you're not changing their mind.
Hey, that's why I don't even waste time.
So you don't waste your time with them.
Push them aside. Please.
Go talk to your friends
that
agree with you.
Get back in your hole.
I have no interest with
you. Get back in your hole.
Exactly. The other side of it, though, makes you question whoever the subject is.
Correct.
And that's not fair to the subject.
Yeah.
And it makes you kind of, I don't know, put you in an odd space.
It does. No, it really does. Okay. Good discussion. Obviously some sensitive stuff there, but as always, the Tiki and Tierney audience on point, respecting, coming with passion. Nicely done, as we expected. Coming up next, Jason Lockenfora, JLC, game tonight. We'll ask him about the Garrett stuff as well. Hour two coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Get a little corny to loosen it up. All right. Lighten the load a little bit here. This is a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell them.
All right. Time for the Player of the Week brought to you by Team of the Week, brought to you by Ferguson. This week's team is the Heat, who were now, 10-3? Heat of balling. And they just waxed the Cavaliers last night, 124-100. Duncan Robinson put his name on the NBA map. Who is that? 9 out of 15 from downtown, 29 points, 1 3-pointer away from a franchise record in a single game. Mario Chalmers has that. He banged in 10 triples back in 2013. So I know the Heat don't get that first line of respect, and I don't know that they necessarily deserve it yet, but they're playing pretty well. Team of the Week brought to you by Ferguson. Ferguson, proud to be a part of what you do, and thanks to their new app, finding and ordering the products you need has never been easier. Download today to get started. All right, so obviously this is one of those polarizing topics. Miles Garrett, Mason Rudolph here, and that's what we're discussing. First hour, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. We're going to push back inbounds, out of bounds to hour number two, so we'll get back to these calls. And top of the hour, so about 22, 23 minutes from now, JLC his weekly spot here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports NFL Insider. You know what? Big one tonight. You got week 12. You got the Colts and the Texans. Both teams are 6-4. Mm-hmm. You've got the Titans, who are 5-5. The Jags, who are still there at 4-6. The AFC South is up for grabs. Big game tonight.
It is. This is a huge game, especially for the Houston Texans, BT, because they got destroyed by Lamar Jackson last weekend. And prior to that game, you know, he's an MVP candidate. The Houston Texans feel like they're for real. But I think we had kind of ignored the loss of J.J. Watt a little bit and what it did to their defense. They got no pressure on Lamar. Now, it's really hard to get pressure on Lamar because he's freakish of an athlete, but they got no pressure on Lamar Jackson. If they want to be disruptive, their defense has to come to fore because we know what the weaknesses are of their offense. They can't protect their quarterback. Sometimes it takes him being miraculous, doing some miraculous things in order for them to be successful. But this game is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Houston's got a rebound. Otherwise, we're starting scratching our head about their postseason prospects.
I might be
scratching
them at least. I mean, even if they get there, I might be scratching how long they're going to stick around when, if and when they do get there. I got some holes that Tiki just pointed out that could be fatal. But Houston laying 3.5, so it should be a tight one. It's coming up tonight, obviously. T.Y. Hilton expected to try
finally
to play. Yeah, has not practiced all week.
Expected to try. That means he's going to go out and maybe get like 10 snaps.
I miss
him. Don't play him in your fantasy league is basically what BT's saying.
It's funny. My best friend is texting me about that. Do I play T.Y.? I'm right there for the trophy. I'm right there for the money. I said, what are your other options? They weren't very good. I said, you might want to play T.Y., but he could be a decoy. Mm. Anyway, we'll get to the stuff coming up with JLC. Right now, we're talking about the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph incident, and incident with the fight and extension. A possible, you know, racial slur, which Garrett asserts. Let's get to Georgia, and Jack has us up on 900 AM. Jack is back on Tiki and Tierney. How are you, Jack? What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
When I saw the game last Thursday night, and you know, we're giving this guy too much airtime on that situation because he was that much of a blind rage on the field. You don't bring it up after the game is over with.
Yeah.
It took you 6 days to even mention this.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we said. I mean, it's like, it's tell somebody. Tell your teammate so that your teammate can say, yeah, he told me that right after the game. Or tell your coach. Or because you know for a fact that, at least he should have, I don't know if this actually happened, Freddie Kitchens or somebody sat down with Myles Garrett after the game and, like, what the heck is wrong with you?
That's probably the GM's job, right? Good organizations run.
Appreciate your call, Jack.
Thanks, bud.
But whoever it was, somebody had to sit down with him after the game. And if he didn't say anything then to explain himself.
Yep.
Because if you do something that egregious in the arena, one thing if you're away from home, away from sport, but in the arena and everybody sees it.
We got to know why.
You got to know why, man. So if he didn't bring it up then and just held it for a week and then brought it up to try to get his sentence reduced or his suspension reduced, it's just odd. It's
cowardly.
Compute.
And it's unfair.
That's right. Because it maligns, and we'll keep saying this until it's proven otherwise, it maligns Mason Rudolph to the point where if it was anywhere near true, he could never go into his locker room again.
Yeah, it's a stigma that you can't reverse.
Yeah.
It's a stigma that you can't reverse.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead, Teak,
I'm sorry.
I was to say, the other thing about this, because it's a strategy. You get suspended by the NFL for whatever reason, whether it's because you're smoking weed or do whatever. You craft an appeal.
Yeah.
You go sit with your lawyer, whoever your representative is. This is how we're going to present. This is how we're going to try to get this overturned. You know, it may work, may or may not work. I mean, at this point, can we say this is just bad advice?
If it's unprofessional advice is what it is.
That's right.
It's sadistic advice. It's inhumane advice.
Without evidence.
You don't do that.
Without presenting evidence.
Yeah.
This is basically hearsay, which this is not a court of law. This is not jurisprudence. It's hearsay.
Yeah.
It's not admissible, right, in any court regardless.
Nope.
It just doesn't make any sense that he would do this.
Unless you're trying to save money. I mean, it does make sense. There's monetary motivation.
Yes.
But that should never override certain principles. And to label somebody a racist, in essence, obviously, if you use that word, that's what you're going to get, and rightfully so. You just can't have it. Mike, I was going to say real quick before we get back to these calls, I feel as if Freddie Kitchens, can you check, not the transcript, but try to find something from that night. I feel as if Freddie was asked, much like Myles was asked at his locker, and we played that sound before. Did Myles say anything to you that may have helped precipitate that reaction? Did anything happen before that? And I thought he said, I can't get into it now, or I'm not prepared to get into it now. But I want to make sure I have the words correct. Can you check that for me, Mike? Let's go to Ohio. Jesse's up now. He's got us on the radio.com app. Jesse, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Hey, Jess. What's up? What do you think about this?
I'm a lifelong Packers fan, so I can't really recall anything too wild like this ever happening.
No.
But what I want to say is maybe right after the game, since Miles has always come across as a pretty intelligent guy, maybe he knew that he had done something wrong. So like you guys said, maybe he didn't want to get into all the details, the nitty-gritty right then. And it also came out that he was going to do an interview earlier in the week that the Browns put a stop to. So who's to say that if he wasn't going to bring it up then?
Yeah, maybe.
And
it's a good point.
And lastly, I just want to say, like, if the NFL, like, this is such a polarizing topic that could ruin Mason Rudolph's reputation and could damage, if Mason said it, and it could also damage Myles Garrett further if it wasn't said and he's lying.
But yeah,
if the NFL has the access to the audio, like Tiki's saying with the boom mics and everything, then why – I don't see, like, why they wouldn't go and,
yeah, and research it. I mean, Jesse, that's a good call. And you make a very good point here, because if we do find this sound on Freddie Kitchens, because I kind of remember that as well. And so maybe this conversation did happen with Myles Garrett, and he did bring this up, and they were processing how to deal with it. And even if this is true and we find out that the NFL does have sound of Mason Rudolph saying whatever he was alleged to have said, does it still give Myles Garrett license to do what he did, which is hit Mason Rudolph with his helmet, and would it reduce his suspension? I think that's the other side of this question.
I got to be honest with you. If I'm the commissioner, I would shave a game or two off. If I heard the N-word, and it came from Mason Rudolph,
mm-hmm.
and it was clear, and it was distinct, and it was venomous. Even if it wasn't, I mean, of course it's going to be venomous.
Yeah, because it was said with emotion.
But even if it wasn't, whites don't joke. Like, we can't do that. We're not allowed.
True.
I'm not allowed to do that,
but,
and neither is he.
But intent matters. I think intent matters.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Sure. I can co-sign, you know, intent, I mean, for sure.
And if he said it, you know the intent wasn't.
Exactly. It wasn't jovial.
It wasn't jovial.
Of course. So, yes. I would shave a game or two off.
Now,
can I say one other thing?
Go ahead. Because I think I disagree with that, but go
you
ahead.
You know what, then volley back. So I haven't written down that. I don't want you to lose that thought.
The reason why I don't think it does is because of what we said right after this, BT. And it's another if and buts game, but it is what it is. If that helmet is flipped the other way,
mm-hmm.
so instead of coming down with the ear pad side, and the ear pads are soft themselves, and the plastic part of the ear pads is pliable, like
mm-hmm.
it moves, like that's why you can put the helmet on, because you can pull them apart, so it's flexible. That's why Mason Rudolph, after he got clocked in the head with it, he didn't even react to it. It probably didn't even hurt him, to be honest with
you.
He
got a big head too.
True,
which doesn't hurt.
It probably didn't hurt him.
Got a big head
because it was that pliable bottom part of the helmet. If it's the other way, BT, mm-hmm. which is the hard plastic, it's the thicker plastic. I mean, it knocks him out unconscious.
I hear you.
And probably does some sort of damage, internal damage to his brain.
I hear you.
And so,
but it didn't happen.
It didn't. But the possibility that it could have.
I can't refute that, but it didn't happen.
That's scary.
It's terrifying to think of.
Seriously.
We could have been presiding over an athletic tragedy
that's
the next
exactly
day.
Exactly right.
I mean, for sure.
And so that's why,
but it didn't happen.
That's why I don't think that even if he was justified because Mason Rudolph did what he was alleged to have done, that they would reduce the suspension.
I got you. Here's what I was going to say before.
Go ahead.
I don't think everybody would agree with this, and that's fine. I respect that. You know, because you at some point during this, you know, if Garrett said this, what should happen? If Rudolph said this, if Garrett's lying, what should happen? If Rudolph, like, we're going through all these different possibilities.
Yeah.
And I think somewhere along the way, you probably ask yourself, what's worse? At least I ask myself mm-hmm. this. To utter that word, okay, or to fabricate somebody uttering that word. I don't think everybody will agree with this, and again, this is coming from a respectful place, and I actually think it's worse to fabricate it, and I'll tell you why. I want you to hear me why, all right, because that's the important part. I can dismiss somebody as a narrow-minded fool who's just not open to equality, if you want to get down to the bare bones of the usage of the word. And I could say, we have no use for you. Go disappear because you add nothing to society. If you actually lie about somebody, knowing the repercussions that will come with that, you're a devious person, man.
Yeah, you're doing damage.
It's a different slant.
Yeah, you're doing damage downstream.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to dismiss it.
It's much more contrived. It's much more, you're thinking, like, that's what I feel.
You're probably right. You're probably
right. That's not right for everybody.
But here's the thing. If someone is, in your scenario, the former, so they use this word and that they use it in a derogatory way to describe African-Americans, you're not changing their mind.
Hey, that's why I don't even waste time.
So you don't waste your time with them.
Push them aside. Please.
Go talk to your friends
that
agree with you.
Get back in your hole.
I have no interest with
you. Get back in your hole.
Exactly. The other side of it, though, makes you question whoever the subject is.
Correct.
And that's not fair to the subject.
Yeah.
And it makes you kind of, I don't know, put you in an odd space.
It does. No, it really does. Okay, good discussion. Obviously, some sensitive stuff there, but as always, the Tiki and Tierney audience on point, respecting, coming with passion. Nicely done, as we expected. Coming up next, Jason Lockenfora, JLC, game tonight. We'll ask him about the Garrett stuff as well. Hour two coming up, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.